she inspires, educates, and informs. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. This is Gina Murphy, darling, and you are indeed listening to Mrs. Green's World, an inspirational and informative place where we never tell you what to think. We just want you to. And thanks so much for joining us and for being a part of Mrs. Green's World. I love it when I get feedback on these podcasts, so thanks for being a part of it and for listening. And another big thanks to one of our amazing partners on this journey, Bosch. They have been in my scope for a very long time. I'm proud to have them as part of the Mrs. Green's World journey. And I want to tell you a little bit about my reasoning for this. From day one, their products have been invented for life. Like, who was thinking of that 131 years ago? I was not here, but I was, even when I came on this planet, I wasn't thinking of what it meant to invent such durable, sustainable, and lasting products. And since the founding of Bosch over 130 years ago, Bosch has wanted their products to spark enthusiasm, improve quality of life, and help conserve natural resources. I find that so admirable. And what amazes me is that they have done exactly that and continue to do exactly that. So joining us for this next hour with us to tell the Bosch story and about all the exciting things in the year 2017 and provide us with their Invented for Life brand strategy is Natasha Rohatke, brand manager, and Alan Thompson, district sales manager for Bosch USA. Welcome to both of you, and thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
I am really excited. Can you tell? It's like Robert Bosch is one of my heroes, and I'm barely kidding. It's for lots of all, for lots of all the right reasons.
I love hearing that.
It's really pretty impressive on so many levels. And I read the book about him, and you know, he just was, talk about a thought leader. And even in this these troubled times, he took on Hitler, and I'll never forget that. Hitler was afraid of him, and that makes you stand out in the history of our civilization. So, Natasha, you know from our show planning and for my relationship with Bosch that I really am a huge fan of the founder, Robert Bosch, and have been for a very long time. Can you share with us a little bit of the background and history of that before we get on to all the exciting things happening in this century?
Of course, of course. So Robert Bosch really, started with this one quote that we all love. He said he would rather lose money than trust, and I think you'll see that woven out throughout everything that we do in terms of our partnerships, our products that are such high quality, and just the attention to detail. And back in 1886, he really laid the foundation for Bosch Home Appliances. It was all about precision and electrical engineering. So the details of that German engineering is really seen throughout our products. And in 1929, that's when the home appliances aspect of what Robert Bosch was working on truly started. And it was very innovative at that point to include electric home appliances within a full array of what he was working on.
And, you know, I've done this for so long that I know some companies literally change their the way that they manufacture for planned obsolescence. I mean, they literally changed the way that they were doing things because they wanted people to buy their products more frequently. And I'm always appalled when I find out, and the light bulb is a perfect example. Like, they could really produce a light bulb that would last for 50 years. And I saw one of these, you know, underground exposés where documents were produced, and they did it for, you know, planned obsolescence. We need to have light bulbs that don't last that long. Maybe 3 years is good. And that's, you know, it's the outstanding quality and commitment to that vision that Robert Bosch has that makes me sound like such a goofy fan, but it's very sincere on my part. So let's fast forward to the operations today. So it's been a successful company. He had the vision you all have carried on that commitment to quality and sustainability. What's the brand like today, and what is it known for by consumers?
You know, you mentioned it earlier where Bosch is invented for life, and that's our trademark. It's our tagline. It's what we live by. It's the precision of technology that's designed to simplify the life of our consumers in their home. And that's truly what we aspire to do. We don't innovate for innovation's sake. Every detail of our appliances is really thought through with our consumers in mind. And it's what we refer to as purposeful design, where not only should our appliances look beautiful in our consumers' homes, but they really need to function how the consumers want them to function. And it's all about the way people interact with our products. Like, you have our third rack on our Bosch dishwashers, the Rackmatic middle rack, which can actually easily adjust to 9 different positions, so you can load the dishwasher in a variety of ways. And it's about just ease of use. If you take a look at our beautiful Bosch side-opening wall oven door, I mean, who would have thought to open an oven to the side instead of a drop-down traditional way? So it's really thought through details that are truly invented for life, and you'll see that resonating in our brand promises and our values that highlight purposeful innovations through perceivable quality, perfect results, timeless design, and these surprisingly simple solutions that we truly create and innovate around.
And I just have to tell you a little backstory that I think you will find quite humorous. I did. So Alan, in his infinite wisdom, invited us to a demonstration last week about the dishwashers. And, you know, my show producer and I are going like, oh my gosh, we're going to go see the inside of dishwashers. Wow. Well, we were wowed. And I'm like, Kelly and I were sitting there and looking at each other. And then when we got a chance to go up, so not only did I really, as a consumer, understand the changes in the design and why having a dishwasher like that, I mean, I am your demographic. I am, you know, one of your demographics. But for example, the third rack. And I was telling people this the other night. I'm saying, you can't believe this Bosch dishwasher. So that's what happens, you know, word of mouth. And I said, so there's the, you know, where do you put all those, you know, the utensils that are a pain and that they stick up too high and then you can't close the rack and you don't want to wash them. So what do you do? So there's the third rack. So Kelly and I were going, this is really cool. But the one I liked the best was the adjustments that you can make for wine glasses, which is very telling about my habits. You know, you have a tall wine glass. And we can't put them in our dishwasher because they're too long. You know, they're too high. And we don't put them on the bottom rack. And I want to describe to the listeners that there are adjustable racks that even I could do, the technologically challenged adult in our family, and accommodate the wine glasses safely with these tiny little, you know, shelves where you hook them in so they don't hit each other. And I was impressed as a consumer for what my needs are, and I never thought about it relative to there is a dishwasher out there that really takes a consumer experience in mind. All of my frustrations were taken care of with that demo, and I haven't gotten the chance to tell Alan that. Kelly and I were really glad that we went, so it matters. Okay, we cannot gloss over this oven thing that you mentioned, because when Alan told me that, I'm like, what? Where is that already out there, a side-opening oven, so that every person who ever got a burn in an oven, it's because of reaching over the rack? So there's a side-opening oven. I have not seen that yet, I admit it.
Yeah, the side-opening oven, it's interesting you mentioned that, was launched back in 2014, and people are still discovering it to this day and just are thrilled to see the oven and interact with it, because the options that you have are both to the right or the left. So it's either which way you want to install it in your home, you have that flexibility. I mean, just the ergonomics of being able to take out the telescopic rack and open the oven to the side, it's such a interesting concept. And when I first saw it a couple of years ago, I was truly excited to see it come to life and hear all the wonderful feedback, such as coming from you in terms of how people are still to this day truly excited about that unit. But just going back to our dishwashers, I think, you know, I never get sick and tired of hearing people say they love our dishwashers or how quiet they are. And with the wine glass, I think the way the new MyWay rack, our new third rack, has been designed, it's been designed so you can accommodate those wonderful wine glasses and have them washed in your Bosch dishwasher.
Quietly, very quietly. I mean, there was a guy there. It wasn't Ryan. It was another man. It was his name Ace.
Ace. Yeah.
And he was like, he was as passionate about the dishwashers as I am about the planet. And I adored it. And it was like, oh God, this guy is so passionate about the dishwashers. But the quiet factor, it was kind of shocking to me what a big role that plays and what your consumers have said about that. They want quiet dishwashers, and you did the research to measure it in decibels.
Yes, and we are the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S., and we're so quiet, in fact, that we added a light on our dishwashers to let you know when it's running. There's a red, what we call info light, that projects on the floor, so you can tell that your Bosch dishwasher is going through its cycle, and then once the cycle's done, the light disappears.
Oh my gosh, it's like, yeah, you wonder why I'm a Bosch fan. Excuse me. So, what about the, I want to go back, and excuse me for a second, something got caught in my throat. That never happens. Let's go back to what you said about purposeful design. And what I'd like to know is, how do you know what changes to make? Does that question make sense? Like, when I heard about the side opening oven, it was one of those things like, you've got to be kidding me. It makes so much sense. And why aren't all ovens manufactured like that? You know, when you're lifting a turkey out of the oven and you're 5'3", your body isn't even in a right position. You know, you're off balance because you're reaching and it's heavy. But a side design, why isn't it? So how do you decide and innovate with the customer in mind? How do you know what they're looking for is my big question.
You know, we spend a lot of effort in terms of researching our consumer, their needs, their wants, how they're interacting with their appliances currently, what they wish they would have, and looking at industry trends, looking at our reviews, and all that culminates into what our product teams and our engineers take into consideration as they're thinking through new innovations. So it's a lot of research, it's a lot of insights, a lot of analysis is done in terms of how we approach design. So it really is truly designed with consumers in mind.
I mean, yeah, I'm telling you, I am so high on the dishwasher, and believe me, the next one we get will be that. It's like, oh my gosh, it has everything. We'll never have to wash another dish because everything fits in there in some way. And I was thinking you could even put your good silver in there because it's some of them is designed in a way where you can put one piece at a time. So with real sterling, the thing about that is it can't touch anything else. So I thought, wow, we could even put the silverware in there. The good, when we take out the good silver. So it's really you got me, okay? And I already thought I was in the house. Let's talk for a little bit about green and sustainability messaging. And I'll be honest, when I was reading some of the highlights about Bosch, I thought they could have written the Energy Star program. So it's not like they had to qualify to be a part of it. And, you know, I don't say that lightly. I mean, let's talk about some of the aspects and the components about your sustainability messaging. And is that a major thing that consumers care about? Are you seeing it more? So it's a two-part question. Tell me about it. And how is it trending? What are you seeing from your consumers?
You know, sustainability and being green is not new for the Bosch brand. I mean, it's been a part of our DNA since the company was founded. And you can see that through the variety of categories that we offer, dishwashers, refrigeration, ventilation, compact laundry solutions. Each of those categories have Energy Star qualified products in them. And the way we even manufacture our appliances, we try to be efficient and go through that process. And we've been recognized from the Energy Star agency for a number of years. In fact, since 2007, our brand's just been committed to water and energy efficiency.
Which is huge. So it's the appliance of the future. When you understand what's happening in our energy world and green energy, the future of green energy is not the future. It's here. So it matters. And especially the commitment to water. So it's with your products, and I don't know enough about this, which is why you're on the show and continuing my environmental IQ raising, are most of the products Energy Star, or are they an option with things like dishwashers, refrigeration, ventilation? Are there both?
There are both. All of our dishwashers are Energy Star qualified. So any Bosch dishwasher that you buy meets all of the EPA standards that they have. And within laundry, all of our compact washers are Energy Star qualified, and our dryers, our 500 and 800 series, are Energy Star qualified. With ventilation, this is a newer category for us in terms of Energy Star efficiency. You have a few options within that category. And then within refrigeration, our 24-inch product line within what you see for freestanding refrigeration, they're recognized as the most efficient refrigerators for the 24-inch category. So you have those options from a freestanding standpoint, as well as built-in refrigeration.
And, you know, I'd like to touch a minute on the compact laundry pair. And I think about, you know, I'm a fan of watching that Tiny Home series on HGTV because it blows me away. And I look at it and I think, could you ever, like, I would just have to have an extra tiny house for my shoes and then maybe I could do it. But that's being honest, okay? I just think about how you could do that. But not just with tiny homes, which is not going to be enough of a market, you know, indicator, but the millennials and a lot of people in the baby boom segment, they're downsizing and they're moving to, you know, apartments in cities, even in Tucson. The trends are amazing. The growth of inside Tucson, and friends of mine with these big homes out in the foothills are going downtown to smaller homes. So is that something that you're seeing an increased interest in because of a compact design? Tell us a little bit about the compact laundry pair.
Definitely. I think what you're seeing with what is recognized as the small space movement is people are definitely downsizing. You have young professionals that are starting off their homes in key metropolitan areas where there are smaller footprints in terms of living. So these small appliances or compact appliances really come in handy to accommodate a full kitchen within a smaller footprint. And it's not just in cities like New York. You see that throughout the U.S. where people are even finishing secondary spaces within their homes. So think about guest suites or in-law suites, casitas, even media rooms. People are installing 24-inch refrigerators or an 18-inch dishwasher or a speed oven or a drawer microwave. So the possibilities with our compact 24-inch product line really lends itself quite well for all of those different opportunities. And in terms of the laundry, the 24-inch units can be stacked, so they're not taking away as much space, or they could be installed under a counter side by side. So you have that flexibility from an installation standpoint.
And not taking up as much space. Did you say a 24-inch refrigerator?
Yes,
you did.
We have 24-inch refrigerators. In fact, we have 24-inch glass door refrigerators. They're absolutely beautiful. You have this beautiful black glass, a white glass option, and if you prefer stainless steel, there is a gorgeous glass on stainless steel option.
Oh my gosh. And I have the pleasure of having Alan here, and he has his iPad open. So he just pulled one up. And I encourage everybody who's listening to the show, go look at their freestanding refrigerator. We have to take a break. The time flew. Everybody will be right back with Natasha Rohatky and Alan Thompson from Bosch. Stay here with us.
Join us for a new on-demand podcast every week at MrsGreensWorld.com. Listen on your computer or mobile device using the iHeartRadio or SoundCloud mobile apps. We are a proud member of the iHeartRadio, Glimmerglass, and SpeakUp networks. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. Stay in touch with information about healthy living, sustainability, contests, and events by signing up for our e-newsletter on our website. If you have questions or comments about the show, write to us at info@MrsGreensWorld.com. We'd love to hear from you. But right now, back to Mrs. Green.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Network. Thanks for being with us. We are a fun and informative place where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And joining us for this hour, which is absolutely going on fast forward, are Natasha Rohatky, a brand manager, and Alan Thompson, the district sales manager for Bosch USA. And I just want to repeat that their products are designed with purposeful design, and we talked about that in the first segment. And many of them are actually inspired by how their customers interact with the appliances. And what I love about Bosch, if that hasn't come through, is that everything they make takes sustainability into consideration, and their products are made to last instead of self-destructing in like 5 or 10 years. An appliance is such an investment, and to get the quality that Bosch really supports and has been doing since they started is quite impressive to me. I am going to start the Bosch fan club. Let's officially announce it. So Natasha, thanks for being with us. And so the 24-inch refrigerator, that's still blowing my mind, and a small stackable laundry, that's, you know, just talk about being right where you need to be in the market. That makes me excited. Do you have any little tiny ovens?
It's like, we do have a 24-inch oven.
What? Okay.
We have a 24-inch oven, which is absolutely wonderful. It was launched last year, and it helps complete the Bosch 24-inch small spaces kitchen with cooktops and ventilation options as well. I think what you'll see is we have such a wonderful product portfolio when it comes to 30, 36-inch, and even within that 24-inch space. I mean, our dishwashers are already 24-inch. There's now also an 18-inch dishwasher with the third rack. I don't know if you had a chance to see that, but you're taking that functionality, those great features, and applying them to the small spaces movement as well. I mean, our dishwashers, I'm so excited about our new launch. Talk about being designed around the consumer. I love to bake, and sometimes, you know, there's a lot of mixing bowls and ramekins, and sometimes for breakfast, I'm eating things that go in a bowl, like parfaits with yogurt or cereal. So my bowls now have a dedicated spot in our new byway.
Yes. And, you know, when you think about it, like there are so many of us in my demographic, so many of us that are just two people because the kids are gone and we don't run the dishwasher because it's so big. You know what I mean? So it's like we maybe every 2 or 3 days, which sometimes I find rather disgusting. And so an 18-inch dishwasher, I mean, that makes so much sense on every level for, you know, people either going to a smaller space or who don't have as many, you know, kids in the house anymore. So it makes really good sense. I want to go back a little bit to, you know, the core values. They play an important belief in the company and in the products. Can you talk a little bit about that and how they are reflective of your commitment to the Bosch customer?
Sure. So our perceivable quality brand value, that's really about using high-grade materials, attention to detail, through the workmanship of our products. The surprisingly simple solutions are what I call those wonderful aha moments, like the side-opening oven door. It's anticipating the needs of the consumers. The third rack is also, I think, a great example of one of those surprisingly simple solutions where you mentioned you love the ability to incorporate your silverware, your sterling silver, into the dishwasher. With the MyWay rack, there's a silverware insert tray that you can line up your silverware in.
So I saw that. It was like, what? I mean, really good idea. Really, really good idea.
Yeah, you got to hand it to our wonderful product team and engineers. They do such a wonderful job with all of features that aren't gimmicky but truly invented for life.
That's a good way to put it. They are not gimmicky, and they are, you know, if this consumer got it, it's like, wow, this is unbelievable. And it was quite funny for Kelly and I to be there thinking it was going to be more of a technical presentation, which part of it was, but to really see and have it demonstrated what they do was quite illuminating for me. It's like we both got excited, and Kelly has kids and has a full dishwasher every day, believe me. Can you tease us a little bit? And I just want to make sure that the other question I have that just keeps popping up is, you know, when you were started in Germany, and I lived there for a while, and people are in general very penurious, they don't waste, they don't have a lot of you know, they turn the lights off in one room. I mean, they're so conscious of waste and are not massive consumers. I mean, we were the ugly Americans living there, and we had this tiny little trash bin that got picked up once a week. Well, that works for the Germans. And we had to learn new habits and, of course, take our garbage to base at times because we didn't learn them that quickly. How does the company successfully, you know, translate those values, those really core values that are inherent in the founding and the foundation of Bosch, to the American factory and to all of your many employees around the country? How do you instill that and keep that alive?
You know, I think it's about looking at how consumers are interacting with their appliances from an efficiency standpoint. I can use our induction cooktops, for example. They are more efficient than gas and traditional electric cooktops because they're not using as much energy. There's sensors within the induction cooktop that recognize certain pots and pans. So the heat transfer is only happening to those specific zones where the pan is. In terms of water efficiency, we're very thoughtful in terms of how much water is being used for which cycle within the dishwasher. So it's those items that really are incorporated throughout the product design of our units.
Natasha, it rocked me. We're going back to Ace for a minute. We're going to make Ace a rock star. So he did pull out this little microchip from the bottom of the dishwasher, and Kelly and I are standing there with our mouth open, and he says, this little thing, tiny little thing, is the sensor. And I was telling this at a dinner party on Saturday night, and people were cracking up that I was so excited about it. And he said, this can tell how dirty or clean your dishes are. And I was like, what? So he said, so if you don't want to clean all your dishes off and make them, you know, spotless, you don't have to. So, yeah, Alan sends me a note, the turbidity sensor. I forgot that I didn't memorize that, but anyway. And he says, if you're in a hurry and you just put them in there dirty, the sensor will sense that and clean the dishes, you know, harder. I don't know what exactly word to use. I mean, they'll use more pressure and power and water to clean them. And if you don't, then it knows how to do like what I would call a light wash. You know, and in a washing machine, you can do that by your dials. But this sensor was quite impressive to me. I have to say that.
And there's even a half-load option that you mentioned. You don't like waiting to get your dishwasher completely full. So we have a half-load option as well. So if you want to really get those dishes clean right away and it's not completely full, you can use our half-load option.
And I was thinking about like the 9 dishwasher positions for a flexible dishwasher. Like, who does that? I know, Bosch. And then the other part, you know, the side-opening oven. do you have, like, how do you protect that technology? Because if I was GE or some other manufacturer, I'd be wanting to copy all these, you know, hot happening ideas that consumers will love and do love.
There are definitely trademarks out there.
I would think so, that the, in the vision of that, it was really doing it. And yet, you know, the other part, when you talk about your brand values, they are surprisingly simple solutions. This is not a complex carbohydrate that we all have to figure out and get an instruction book. You know, they're intuitive, and I appreciate that, that they're simple solutions that bring about really good results. Would you agree with that assessment on the part of Mrs. Green?
Absolutely. I think I mentioned it earlier, perfect results is definitely one of our brand values. And as I mentioned, I bake and I cook a lot. And so when I first got introduced to the induction cooktop, I was truly excited because I've just recently started making banana pancakes, and making those on the induction cooktop, you're not having to waste the first pancake. The pancake comes out absolutely perfectly the first, second, fifth, sixth, I'm making pancakes, and I have to tell you, our steam convection oven, I absolutely fell in love with this product. The way that it cooks your vegetables, the way that it cooks your fish, you can do that all at the same time because there's minimal odor transfer, flavor transfer. But as healthy as I try to be, the best chocolate chip cookies I've ever had have come out of our steam convection oven. They're just lightly crispy on the outside and just ooey, chewy, gooey on the inside.
I will make sure to get you my home address so that some cookies can arrive.
The cookies are on their way.
I will be looking in the mail for those cookies. There's nothing better on the planet than cookies, chocolate chip cookies. There's another little nuance here that I wanted to talk about. And I don't know the answer to this, and I never try to stump the guests, but what about recycling? Do you take the products back, and is there a lot of recycling that goes on even internally? What do you do with a product once a consumer is ready to get rid of it? I would recommend they donate it to one of my favorite, you know, charities, but what do you recommend?
You know, I think people do a few different things in terms of their appliances. I can't speak to essentially what everyone does with their appliances, but that's something maybe we could get some information on and get back to you.
Yeah, it's real, and I would say, I mean, just it shocks me what people put in the landfill. And so my message to the consumer is don't ever put, they put refrigerators and dishwashers in the landfill. And there's always a need for it in this day and age when so many of those products can be retrieved and reused because of, you know, material shortages or whatever. But it's appalling to me. And you would never want to put a Bosch appliance in the landfill because you can mine it for the treasures that lie within. That's what I would say to our listeners. And I can be more than happy to give you a list of charities to consider, like Habitat for Humanity. They have stores where you can go in and do that. What do you do about, like, for you as the brand strategy manager, is your job more of impacting the consumer? Is that always with the consumer end in mind? Or are you, in your role, trying to impact the distributors, like the wholesale appliance companies and the places that actually sell and showcase your designs, you know, your products? Because it's a very different, I think it might be a little bit different of a message. So what are you have a big job, kiddo. So what are you trying to do with your brand managing?
You know, it's a little bit of everything. I get to work with wonderful people like Alan and work with our absolutely amazing dealer partners and supporting their initiatives around Bosch. And it's also communicating with our consumers, letting them know more about the Bosch brand and our wonderful products. And then working with our product teams on launches. So it involves a little bit of everything. In terms of marketing. So it's quite an exciting role for me. Bosch is such a wonderful company, and I get to interact with people like yourself and Alan. So you know, what more could a girl want?
Yeah, no kidding, especially someone that's as excited as I am about all of this stuff. So let's, I should have said at the opening of the show that you are going to have to jump off in about 6 minutes. That's why Alan has been incredibly silent and patient. And believe me, I have a lot of questions for him. He's going to be on the firing line after this. But before you do have to go, can you give us, like, can you tease us about some things that we might be expecting to find with Bosch in the upcoming months and years? Because this is, you know, Mrs. Greenworld likes to be on the cutting edge of new announcements.
Well, our Bosch dishwashers just launched, so I think you'll start seeing them within the market here soon in the next few weeks. So I would definitely keep an eye out for those. I think we're absolutely revolutionizing the way people load their dishwashers, so be on the lookout for that.
Exciting. And then the other thing is, this is like live and late breaking. One of the people that I was at an amazing conference last week called Green Biz, and I connected with some of the people there, thought leaders, everything that Bosch is all about. And one of the people I connected with sent me an email this morning and said, did you know this about Bosch? And I don't even know if you know this, but I read this daily, you know, e-letter called Sustainable Brands. And they, you know, they write cutting edge articles about every aspect of sustainability. And there was an article in there last week, and she sent it to me. My friend Laura sent it to me. And there's a man named, the hard name to pronounce, Chua Lang Lang, that's what I think it is, who's the director of marketing at Bosch, that they announced a partnership with the World Wildlife Fund about sustainable seafood. And, you know, I got a quote from him, not, you know, personally, but off the website. And we hope to fulfill our shared mission in getting consumers to sustain our oceans by simply paying closer attention to the seafood they eat. And to me, that was just another outstanding example for the fan club about the global view that Bosch takes when it comes to every aspect of sustainability, important intentional partnering. So do you have any comment on that?
Yeah, you know, I don't believe that's our division, our Bosch. Robert Bosch is just such a large company,
right,
with different products.
Yeah.
But sustainability is definitely, as you can see, woven throughout Robert Bosch as a whole.
Yeah, and I went on, you know me, how you go down the rabbit hole. So I was click, 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 and there's a YouTube channel, and there's all the Bosch branding, and they're using all Bosch appliances. But to me, it was just another statement about how important it is to think about Bosch when you're going to buy something, because you're doing more than just buying an appliance. It's a very message, a strong message about being in, you know, just kind of in sync with your own values about the planet and sustainability. And that's, you know, from the consumer point of view. What about social media? Since you are the brand manager, not the social media maven, I hope that that's not one of the things that you have to do, but does social media play a part in market penetration? Because there are a lot of things here that we covered that were not readily available to me or known by me until I really got to know Alan better and was interested in the brand for 10 years. So that was not new. But what about social media? Is that a way to penetrate the market and get this messages out about sustainability and environmental stewardship and durability and all of these things, the 24-inch washer and dryer?
You know, it's definitely a wonderful tool that we do utilize to help our consumers and educate them on the different initiatives that you just mentioned. But it's also a way for us to communicate them and demonstrate the value of our products and show them how they can truly simplify their life, whether it's a video showcasing how they can use our product, beautiful images of new product launches, such as our dishwasher, or just simple, healthy recipes that they can cook on their own. So it's a wonderful tool that we really try to educate and inspire our consumers through.
And I think it's important for me to mention, and I'll mention it at the last segment when I finish up with Alan, but people who are a part of Mrs. Green's world are engaged consumers, or they wouldn't be, they wouldn't have found my podcast and wouldn't be, you know, subscribing to my newsletter. So the website is Bosch.com, and it is a treasure trove of great information about the history of the company, about the values, about the quality of the products. And they have two Facebook pages. There's Bosch Global that you can follow. There's Bosch Appliances that you can follow. And of course, Twitter, the ever-present Twitter, Bosch Global on Twitter and Bosch Appliances on Twitter. And then my favorite, I am the one, the only one in Mrs. Green's world team that does Instagram. I happen to love it. And I say, it's mine for now. And you can follow them on Instagram at Bosch Home US. Natasha, our time is coming to an end. And thank you for taking the time. I know how busy you are, how many directions you're pulled in. And after this break, we're going to have Ed Allen. I'm going to try and stump Allen because he's right here. But thank you for your great answers and for all of the wonderful information that you provided us with. And I hope our paths cross sometime in the future, right after you bake the cookies.
Thank you so much. Truly, it was a pleasure talking to you, and I love speaking with Bosch fans. So thank you so much for all
so
of what you do for
fun.
Us.
Thank you. And we'll be right back, everybody. Stay here with us. Lots more to come in the next segment.
Mrs. Green's world's mission is to preserve the planet by creating a global community of people who care about the health of the earth. We educate, inform, and inspire. Mrs. Green's World is an independent, non-political, agenda-free voice. Your generous gift enables all of us to explore the issues facing the health of the planet in a comprehensive way. As a Mrs. Green's World sustainer, you can assist us in offering trusted information, providing listeners with the tools to make their own conclusions and choose their own steps to create a healthier planet. Visit MrsGreensWorld.com and click on Become a Member today.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Gina Murphy Darling, and this is Mrs. Green's World. Thank you for being a part of our world. We spent the first two segments of this hour with Natasha Rotke. Yeah, I said it right all those times. Thank God she's not on. Rotke, she's the brand manager for Bosch and has a very big job, lots of irons in the fire and things to be paying attention to. And Alan Thompson, who's the district sales manager for Bosch, who is sitting here very, very patiently. And I hope you caught in the first segment that in addition to all the wonderful things they do, they're partnering with the World Wildlife Fund about sustainable seafood consumption. And you know that is a big love of mine. So let's talk about it. Alan, I have so many questions for you that are more on the, like, you're in touch with the consumer. You're there. You're demonstrating things. You deal with all of the people with boots on the ground, right?
Absolutely. My job is here in lovely Arizona, of course, and I'm working with the dealers and their salespeople. So they're the person that's, like you said, boots on the ground. They're the ones facing the customer on a daily basis. They're working with builders, and we're just taking the brand forward.
We should give a shout out to Arizona Wholesale Supply, or Larry
Absolutely.
Might be really mad at me.
Yeah, that's right.
He'll
that's
cut
right.
me off of his thought for the day, and I don't want that to happen.
That's right.
So they're one of the people, which was the way that I actually got to meet you. So you have more of a hands-on touch with the consumer. First of all, can you talk a little bit about the standout technologies and products that Natasha may not have hit upon? Because if not, that's fine. I have many other questions for you.
No, that's what's exciting for me. What I love to do is open people's minds to things that they've never thought of. You know, you're a dynamo. It's fun to see you get excited about things. And a lot of the things that, you know, and it's cooking, right? It's cooking. But what's fun about it is when people realize there's a better way to do something. It's not the same old status quo. We have technology. Now, what's funny about the technology that I get really excited about is induction cooking. Natasha talked about it, touched on it. And even though it's been around since the 40s, that's what's surprising, right? Induction cooking actually started on a submarine.
Yeah,
right?
And I would love to do like the man on the street interview and ask people to tell us what induction cooking is. No
right.
kidding. Like right now, right. today, I could go out and say, can you describe to me what you think induction cooking is? And don't ask me. Don't
they'll
put
have,
me
no,
on the
no,
spot.
Have, I so even have people in the industry at times. I'll ask them about it, and they'll say they've heard of it, but they have no idea what it is.
So true.
So
what is it?
It's still something. Well, and I'll tell you, you know, the reason why a lot of people still don't know about it is because they'll go into a showroom, like Arizona Wholesale Supply, and they'll see all these cooktops. And we've all been familiar with the smooth cooktops,
right,
the ceramic
right.
tops, right? Well, they'll see one at, if I'm okay to send out price points, they'll see one at $8.99,
right.
and then they'll see another one at $16 or $18.99. And to the consumer who doesn't have an informed salesperson who hasn't come to one of my trainings, wouldn't have a clue what the difference is. They look the same. They've got the same round circles on top.
They don't act the same.
Why in the world would I pay double the price? Well, that's what we're going to cover right now. We're going to talk a little bit about why induction is so important, and especially on an environment standpoint, because of the efficiency of what induction does. So just to give you a little bit of a scope as far as what induction, how inductions work, and I'm not as nearly as intelligent as my son is, but I at least understand the little basics of what induction is. So induction works off an alternating current in an induction coil that's sitting below the surface. For all of our listeners out there, think of a smooth top cooktop. And so right below that surface, you have these little inductors. And what it's doing is it's conducting a magnetic field, so between the pan and those inductors. So what's happening in electric, like what we've normally had, is the electric surface gets hot.
Right.
It transfers to the pan.
Right.
Tons of lost energy. Okay. In an induction cooktop, that energy actually goes right to the pan. So the important thing with induction, this is where a lot of people who have at least heard about it, they go, well, I don't have induction pans. Well, as long as it's enamel, as long as it's stainless steel, cast iron, anything that can hold a magnet can work on a induction cooktop.
I get it. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm saying, I get it. And when you talk about energy loss, like our cooktop is, you turn it off and it's red for a really long time. So that is not what's happening with an induction. I obviously don't have the right stove. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. You have an electric, and here's the thing. The reality is induction has always been a cooktop. It's either a 36 or a 30-inch
right,
cooktop.
Right.
Ranges have just now in the last few years started to come out in a range, which I know, here we go. Sorry, it's one of those pet peeves. I'm in the industry. A stove is,
right.
like, we still joke about stoves because it's not a it's a range.
It's a
right?
range.
So you have
okay.
a surface, and then you have an oven down below, and sometimes
right.
you have a warming drawer. But anyway, I'm my wife still calls them stoves. Anyway, so so you're starting to see those as an option. And one of the things, and my wife says, you need to stay on track with this interview today. But whenever I talk with Gina, we always have a blast and we go off on site.
People
tangents.
Love that about our show, but so far
beautiful.
We're doing great.
I'm glad. So what we can do is we have a slide-in range, which is what's becoming very hot in the marketplace.
Right,
they don't
right.
like that big back control.
Yes.
It can slide in. The built-in look is obviously really, really chic right now. So for the customer who wants that built-in look and has a freestanding range like you, they can get a induction slide-in range that will fit in the same spot where normally you used to have to cut out your countertops to
right.
accommodate that. These fit to be able to slide right in back in place of a regular freestanding range.
Which is really amazing. So there's that. There's induction, which
right.
I've got. Now, what about, there's so many things that ovens do. And you were talking to me earlier about steam. And I'm like, what? So what does a convection oven do?
Okay. What a convection oven is doing, so your normal oven has on the bottom a bake element, and on the top you have a broil.
Right.
Convection is when you open a lot of ovens, and today you'll either have thermal oven, which is just those two elements. Convection is the fan in the back with another heating element behind that, in front of that fan. So now you've got air with the heat enveloping the entire oven, and it'll circulate in a pattern so that you're not having any hot spots. You're not having any. You can use multiple racks. Natasha touched on it a little bit. Not a lot of transfer of smells and flavors, and you get more even cooking. And talking about cookies, you can do three racks of cookies at the same time instead of just one.
Because if you do that with a regular oven, the bottom gets done faster
absolutely.
Than the top, and you have to switch them out.
And even, that's in a, just a bake. You're just doing baking,
yeah.
So you're not even turning that top on
right.
at all. If you don't use convection where you're using that heat, you're exactly right. The top rack of cookies doesn't even get baked.
So it cooks better.
Mm-hmm.
In a different way, and it's more energy efficient.
More efficient, absolutely.
So that's really
it's
two
less,
big ones.
Less time. I mean, you're opening, every time you open and close an oven, you're losing energy.
Right.
You're losing heat. So then your oven has to go back, kick on, and continue to run. In a convection, you're doing, I mean, three racks of cookies. I mean, unless you're the Girl Scouts. I mean, typically for most families, three racks is a lot. So you put those three pans in, and you should be, you know, for the most part, done.
Yeah. And, you know, just going back for the minute, because you and I always get back on track.
When
I think about what you said about induction, people that really love to cook and love to eat would be really willing to pay more for that time
you
of
know,
heating.
Absolutely. Here, and that's what, getting back
quality
to the showroom.
Quality of the meal.
Getting back to the showroom. You need to go into a showroom that has a live induction cooktop, because once the consumer sees how fast the pan,
like cooking with gas.
It's actually, now here's where we're educating Mrs. Green. It's actually faster. It's 50% faster than gas.
Unbelievable.
Than gas. And okay, so you got me on my soapbox. So let's talk about induction one more time, because like I said, steam's my next favorite thing, but induction's my favorite.
And we have to talk about steam.
Yeah, we have
too.
To talk about steam. So the first is the most efficient way to cook. 90% of the energy is put into the pan. Okay, so we talk about energy efficiency, number one, because that's the closest thing to your heart. Next thing is safety. If there's not a pan on the surface, meaning on top of that induction area, even if someone were to turn on the cooktop surface, if there's not a pan to conduct the heat, nothing happens.
You're kidding.
Nothing
happens.
Talk
about smart technology.
Right.
Literally smart technology.
So it gets smarter. It gets smarter. If you leave a pan on at a higher temperature, and then you got a phone call, or you got hopefully not looking or
been
texting
there,
or
done
tweeting
that.
Or something like that,
that,
right?
It's on.
Forget that it's on, and you have a spill, our cooktops will shut off.
Wow.
If you just leave it there, even at a lower temperature, and go, if that pan gets certain, it will continue to get hot, obviously. If it's on there for too long, it will shut off. So there's all these safeties. And then even when you take the pan off the surface, which really transitions to my third point, which is closer to my heart and my wife's heart, which is clean.
Right.
To
right.
anyone that cooks, what's the biggest prohibitive factor? The cleaning.
The mess.
I love to do a demonstration for my salespeople, for the consumers, where I do like a bacon on an induction cooktop. And what I'll do is I'll take paper towels and cover the surface around the pan. I probably shouldn't tell people to actually put but you can cook on top of the paper towel. But as it's cooking, that surface only gets to 280 degrees, okay? Your electric cooktop surface, all right, gets up to 706 degrees.
So are you going to tell me the bacon doesn't splatter?
So the bacon will splatter occasionally. But the benefit is I'm not worried about the rest of the surface getting hot, because it's not
right.
baking onto that surface. You can simply wipe it right off.
Got it.
And throw it away, and you're cleaned up.
Right.
That's
right.
huge. You won't, you're not taking that. I mean, that was the other thing. I used to sell to the consumer. I swear one manufacturer actually sold a razor with the cooktop, because if it got baked on, you had to raise it. You had to use that straight razor to get it off.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a nightmare. You don't have to do that with induction. So the safety, the other part is obviously clean and safe. And then if you move the pan off, you're done, and someone were to put their hand on it, right off the bat, you've already lost that energy, so it immediately starts to drop in temperature.
Right.
So the burn factor. Oh, it's
so I keep thinking smart technology.
You just have to go out and take a look at it and see demonstrations. And like Natasha said, the Bosch channel on YouTube, you can watch these things happen. I've taken videos myself to share with others. It's amazing how fast a boil.
I know there's
and
always
it simmers
YouTube.
Quickly too.
It's a great thing to think about for the demonstration part of it. Okay, you have to tell your French bread story.
Okay.
And, I mean, what do you mean cooking with steam?
So the misnomer is with a lot of consumers is they hear steam cooking. And the one thing I love about Natasha keeping us all straight is she always says it correctly. It's steam convection ovens. That's what they
Got
are.
It.
So they're we just
Got
talked
it.
About convection. So
okay.
we segue perfectly. Gina just sets it up and I'll try to knock it out of the park. So it's a convection oven and it will do things just like a regular convection oven. And it's a smaller cavity. So look at that energy savings. You're not having to heat up a big energy. Doesn't take a lot of time. But now you're adding steam into the mix. So what I was telling Gina before the show is I'll use French bread for an example. I'll leave out a loaf of French bread for a couple of days.
Which gets stale in about 3 hours.
It does, right?
It really does.
So I make sure there's just good and stale. Hard is, you know, I can use it for the baseball smack. And I will put it into a steam oven. And they have a simple, quick cycle called refresh. And it will refresh because the steam and the heat penetrate. And especially with flour, it brings it back to life. And I will bring it out, and it's like we just sat down at a whatever restaurant. I'm not going to plug anybody right now, but any
Italian restaurant.
Make sure
if you do,
Italian
it's a locally owned restaurant.
That's right.
Not a chain.
I almost did, so I'll leave that. But it's like it's refreshed. So look at other aspects. Pasta. I mean, we all know that when we go to dinner tonight and we go to a restaurant, they give us these ridiculously huge portions. And we think, darn it, if I don't eat it all tonight, tomorrow it's going to be so bad because it's going in a microwave. Now, we still sell microwaves. People are still going to use microwaves. I don't care what happens, what we tell people. They're going to still use microwaves. But the steam oven, using a combination of steam and convection, will bring that food right back to life like it was the night before. I've taken pizza in that were 3 days old in my fridge, cooked it up in the convection steam oven, and my salespeople thought, I just brought pizza in. In fact, I'll put it back in the box and try to fool them. That's
that
a beautiful
is
thing.
Really, really a big, big news flash for me. No mm-hmm. kidding. And I think about like when you have, like we have our team meetings and everybody has bagels. That's another thing that goes, get stale.
They get left out.
Even if you freeze them and you're right about the microwave, it cooks them more.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is it's literally like pushing a refresh button.
It is.
Got that visual immediately.
Yeah. And we, you know, what's great about that too, is because it is new to you. And it's new to the majority of our consumer base. But what's great about what Bosch does, and by the way, here's another plug for us. Our company was the first to bring it to the masses. You know, you got to understand, steam convection cooking is in the back room at your restaurants. They're using it already, and they have
wow.
been. We brought it to the consumer's home so they could bake the same way and enjoy those foods.
Bring things back to
absolutely.
Good, delicious life.
Think about this. Here's a mind blower. So we can do a 14-pound turkey from frozen to golden brown, juiciest turkey. I've had turkey connoisseurs, all right, say this is the best turkey I've ever had when it came out of the steam convection oven because it's using, again, that property, that heat, and the steam to penetrate inside so it's super moist, and then you have that nice browning on the outside.
And it's still crispy on the outside?
It's yes. That's the convection part because they go back
and forth.
It's
not soggy steam.
Well, and a lot of times too, the way it's built, we give you a cooking book. We give you a steam oven cooking book when you purchase the product. It's like steam oven cooking for dummies.
Right.
Because we're all dummies. We don't know how to use it.
Which I would qualify for that.
And we all would. We all would. It has a step-by-step guide on how to cook. So you shouldn't feel, you know, obviously it's daunting from the beginning, but once you get in there and figure out, it's really hard to screw up.
Yeah,
it
you don't
really
have to
is.
Do much. You,
you
have to
really
read the
don't.
Instruction book and follow it, and then the rest takes care of itself. You know, it blows my mind that we're going to run out of time. I'm serious. I mean, it's like this felt like about 3 minutes.
And I was nervous all day, worried about how to fill the 20 minutes.
And I said, Alan, it's you and me, babe. We're gonna really rock this one. But because we both are passionate about it, and I can't ever fake sincerity, as you well know, I'm pretty transparent. But talk about what... You mentioned points that why the consumer would consider Bosch and consider paying a little more. It's durability. This is about food waste. What do the consumers say?
Well,
you have about like a minute.
I've got 1 minute. What it says is I'm not in everybody else's home. Number
right.
one. Number
okay.
one. Number two, when we changed the line, Natasha mentioned it. When we came out with our new lineup in 2015, we kind of had a dated situation. And we changed it. One of the things we did was we brought out the side swing. The other thing was we have our ovens all of our ovens, you can flush mount. Even our dishwashers flush mount. So it has that more contemporary built-in, I mean, flush install. It's a beautiful lineup.
Beautiful.
And
really
it has
beautiful.
It has a lot of technology. And if you, and I'm glad we got to spend some time and talk about Robert Bosch's history and legacy, because that's really where it comes to. He doesn't put a product out that he doesn't support and knows the kind of quality we have to have. We've actually sent products back that didn't meet that and retooled them at a huge cost to the company. So
his legacy lives on. I mean,
absolutely.
That's the thing that blows me away, how he did it. So in this last 1 minute, I just want to say once again, Bosch.com, people, go there, do your research, look at how these products work on YouTube, Facebook, there's Bosch Global and Bosch Appliances, and Twitter, there's Bosch Global, on Instagram, Bosch Home US. And I want to say next, we have two great shows coming up in the week to come, Julia Strange and Nancy Johnson, Health, Women, and Community. They're from Tucson Medical Center and El Rio Community Health Center. Both facilities and operations are known around the world and around the country. People are looking at what they're doing. It's a great show. It's so great I made it an hour. The 28th, Camila Hernandez and Camila Gratacos, bio-nurse. Just wait for this one. Generating Spaces for Life. Alan Thompson, you rock. Thank you, and what a great show.
Thank you.
Check out Bosch, everybody, and make it a great green week. Thanks for being with us.